Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style, all for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Looney Lewis, and today I have the honor of introducing not just one, but three special guests to the show. Today we have Nilo, Antoine, and Laura. And these three amigos, these three friends share one thing in common. It is the game of football. For the Americans out there, I'm talking about soccer. All right. They talk about the history. They just launched a podcast. And so we're going to bring them on here and we're going to talk about what their podcast is about, what that journey was like starting this podcast, and also why they love the game of football so much. So it's an honor to have been working and knowing these guys for the past 2-3 months. And so it's an honor to have them here on the show. Fellas, welcome to the show.
Hi, Lunid.
Hi, Lunid.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi.
It's an honor for us to be hosted by you.
Yes, honor shared.
Honor shared. It's my privilege and honor to have you on the show today, guys. Now, I know a little bit about your history, so why don't you share with the audience a little bit about you, your journey, like the role that brought you here today?
Wow.
Who wants to start?
Maestro. Nilo.
What can I say? My name is Nilo for you American. Yeah, I'm 32 years man. I can say man. What is my journey? My journey is like, start like 32 years ago in Kinshasa, in Congo, where I was born. And at 4, because due to war situation, I had to leave and go to Belgium, where I was raised all my life. And I had the opportunity to, after my high school graduation, to go and live like 6 months in Miami. That's where I learned my English. So I'm a little bit American too. And after coming back, I decided to the university where I studied international trade. And since then, yeah, since my graduation, I work, and I've been lucky enough to work in different kind of company, different kind of sector. And I'm still looking for my ideal job. I'm still looking for my purpose in life. But now I'm in Barcelona. Mm-hmm. It's been almost 2 years that I've moved here. And that was a decision that I made just to keep growing as a human being, to learn new stuff, because I like to travel, I like to discover a new culture, a new language. So that was the next step of my life. So I'm still growing, learning, and here we are.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. I love that you said you love culture and you love expanding and learning and growing, but also in the process, you're looking for that dream job. You might have to create that dream job. Right?
Yeah, definitely. That's true. That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
But we're working on it.
Yeah, it's in the making for sure. So Who wants to go? Loan, Antoine, tell us a little bit about your journey so far.
Okay, so hi, my name is Laurent. I'm 33 years old, and I was born in Belgium and raised also here. And I'm a football lover, as you guessed. So yeah, what I did is I studied accounting school at university, and then I started to work as an accountant. And then I switched to IT because I knew that I was more attracted by this sector. And also the sector was, let's say, you can earn more money. It's the future. IT is the future. So I switched to become a project manager. And
nice.
And so, yes. So I joined my two friends to create this podcast because we love football and we used to talk about football like for hours, to debate about it for hours. So that's how it starts. And it's really a pleasure to talk to you today as a podcaster, because a few months ago was not the case at all. So yes, thank you again for that.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. Yeah, the world has like changed for you, right? Really? A few months ago, you were not a podcaster, but today, as of yesterday, because you guys launched, it is live. Yeah. As of yesterday, you have a new title. It's not just a PM, an IT, or an accountant. Now today, you're a podcaster. So that's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's so cool. Antoine, my man.
Okay, so I'm Antoine, or Anthony, like Carmelo Anthony for American people out there. So I'm half Belgian, half Italian. I'm born and raised in Belgium. I studied communication and especially journalism. So I'm already a sport journalist, but also a sports teacher in a European school in Brussels, a really huge school with a lot of children from 3 to 18 years old. So yeah, I am busy having two jobs and now 3 with the podcast. And yeah, this adventure was like something that I was not planning, but waiting for a long time, because with my diploma of journalist, sports journalist, I used to work in a TV for a sports TV, but it was kind of a dream to create something by myself with someone else. And yeah, if it was with friends, it was obviously better, and it's the case. And yeah, that's why this journey, it's something like really, really big, and I'm enjoying each moment still since 3 months. And now we are out, we are live, we are online. And yeah, it's something really, really, really strange, but really enjoyable.
Yeah, it truly is a dream come true for you, because you get to work with your best two pals, you get to do what you love, and you get to be a creator. That's one thing I heard you said, Antoine, is that the ability to create something on your own, to actually add value, is what I'm hearing from you. So it really is inspiring to hear that, just the ability to create and to do it with the people that you love. So tell me, and this question is for the three of you, what is the importance of doing or working with the right people, right? Working with, say, your friends. How does that make the journey a lot smoother with the right people in your corner?
Okay. For me, it's the most important thing. In each job, you need to have connections with the people that you are working with. And with 99% of the jobs you have around, you can't choose people, because you arrive in a job and then you have to deal with it. And in our case, yeah, we know that we like soccer and that we want to do something with that. And when you are sharing a passion, and you are sharing like maybe more than a passion, like something like really huge, even if you don't have the same ideas or way to work or organization, you know that you are sharing something more, and then the result will be nice, theoretically, if you are doing the right things in the right moments. But it's the case. So yeah, it's the most important thing for me.
Because then you have a common goal. You have one goal that you're each passionate about and thriving towards.
Right.
Well put. Yeah, well put.
And then I will say what it was easy is that we know each other, our personality, and our strengths, our weakness, our skills. So when we decide to work together, it was like, okay, we knew almost exactly what each of us is going to do. So we knew that Antoine is going to be the one who dispatched the work and be like the our maestro or how can I say, and or guide, like, because he had experience in this area. And Nilo and I was the guy who was going to be to animate the debate, because we constantly used to have like clashes between us. So it was smooth. Mm-hmm. And every day when we are working, when we are talking, we are calling each other, like, okay, let's do this, let's do that. Okay, me, I'm going to do this. And you that, it's fluent. I mean, we don't have to argue about that, this kind of stuff. We just have to work. So yes.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, no, I like that, because you brought on a really good point, Logan, that you have to be able to identify your strengths, your weaknesses, so that you can capitalize on that, right? Because there's no point in making you do the edit if you have no idea what that encompasses. It was just going to take you a lot longer to learn it than to actually execute, right? There's a learning curve with everything. So I love that you said you identify, you, because you're so friends, you identify what your strengths are, what your weaknesses, and then you say, okay, because of your strengths, you will be in charge of that. Because of your ability to accomplish and do so well in that area. And that's very important in any business, mm-hmm. right? Or even in a household, you think about that relationships, you want to help people build what they're good at. Right. And there's room for improvement for the things they're not. That's not their strength. But you want to give people, that's what makes people happy, when they're doing what they enjoy, which is precisely what you guys just did.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And what more can I say? Just as Antoine said earlier, usually at work, you don't have the chance to choose your colleagues, your peers. And it's been great to work with friends, because in the good moment, you can share, you know, with people that you care, people that you love. In good moments, we can share and enjoy together. In less good moments, we are there for each other as well. So it has really been great. And actually, we are lucky because, as you said, we do something that we enjoy. It's our passion. So I believe that when you do a job that you love, it's not really like working, right? And when you do it with your friends, people that you love, people that you count like your family.
Right.
It brings not a pressure, but you don't want to let them down. Mm-hmm. So you go the extra mile. So it's great. It's been great.
Yeah, going above and beyond, because we get to pick our friends. Our families and our coworkers, we don't get to pick, right? We're thrown in the fire. But our friends, we decide to pick them, but they become family. So it's really nice to see the camaraderie, the togetherness and closeness with you guys. And it's been what, years? Almost a decade you guys known each other, if not more. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Ask Nilo.
More than a decade.
Nilo knows the dates. That's right.
Yeah, definitely. I think that I've known Antoine since 2005.
Yeah.
So it's been like almost 16 years.
Wow.
And Laurent, like 2009, maybe. So it's been more than 10 years. So yeah, it's more than, you know, it's more than friendship. It's brotherhood.
It's brotherhood. I love that. It's brotherhood. I love the way you put that. And I know what brought you guys together. You know, you have a podcast around football. But let me ask you, why start a podcast around football, right? Because you all three are working professionals. You have great jobs. You know, you're IT manager. You're into trading. And you've had this amazing background, working professional, making money, living your best life. What was missing?
The fun.
The fun.
For me, the fun. Personally, the fun, you know, the fact to do something that you don't feel like you are working, something got a purpose, you know. And as I said, I'm still looking forward to finding my perfect job, because on a daily basis, as you said, for example, I live in Barcelona, great city, good job, good salary. But, you know, it's not something that when I wake up in the morning, I'm looking forward to. you know, and that's the purpose, you know, that's, I know that my passion, football, bring me, you know, when I work, for example, on the podcast with Antoine and Laurent, I have that, you know, even if we work, because we work after our day job life, you know, even if you start working after that and you keep it late in the night, you don't feel the hours because, you know, it's related to your passion, something that you love and you something that you care, actually.
It energizes you almost.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. I can say that what is missing for me, what was missing, it's changing the game, like doing something that other people are doing out everywhere, but differently, like add quality or at least add the way we think it has to be. We spend a lot of hours talking about football. Yeah, since more than 10 or 15 years. And I'm pretty sure that we have a football culture and we have a quality to add to what is doing right now out, and that we are really passionate about it and we have to share that with other people that are doing the same everywhere in the world. And that was our main target, like create a community of people like us. Mm-hmm. But add quality and add maybe the reality of the people that we are, and we are following football and we are passionate, and on the normal and mainstream medias, you 99% of the time you don't have that impression. You have the impression of a big fracture, a big distance between what they are doing and what people are expecting on the other part of the screen or the radio or whatever, or the other part of the internet. And that's what motivates me every day.
That's awesome. That's a good segue to my next question, Antoine, because yes, there are other podcasts out there, but why is the football journey so unique? What makes it different?
Say that our vision is different. It's not just about giving some statistics or results about the games. Is like looking at the game and try to analyze, like it's important for the culture or something that happened in our society. And let's say, oh, okay, we can say that you see a lot of that stuff happening in football. Maybe the football is a mirror of our reality. And let's analyze that fact and try to understand also and let people know what's happening. Mm-hmm. So yes, we are different on this way. And in Belgium, we are like without we are humble, but there's no podcaster that doing this. And I think that keep working, that we can be quickly the reference in this area, in this game. So that's how.
Yeah, you're solving a real problem because it's not available currently in where you live right now. But also, you're bringing in a fresh eyes to the game. Right? Because then you guys are younger. You're targeting younger professionals like yourself who are looking to understand the game more in depth. But also what I heard from you guys is the community. You're like more than ready to build a community around football again, because somehow that has lost its way. So tell us about that. I know, Nilo, that's dear to your heart, talking about the history of the game and how it has emerged and evolved over the years. Tell us a little bit about how the importance of setting a community around it now. Why is it more important?
Well, the importance of building a community, as you said, it's because for us, you guys have understood so far, we love football. We're passionate about football, and football is part of our life. Football helped us, you know, grew up. Football gave us, for example, playing football as a kid gave us like discipline. Football help understand the world because, as Laurent say, a locker room, it's the reflect of the society. In a locker room, you go in and you have black people, Arabic people, white people. Everybody is accepted. So that's the beauty of this game. And football gave us so much that we want to just to be part of the process to being the bridge, because we are feeling like football is not understood in the same way as it was before when we were kids. And that's what we are trying to create, a community where we will be happy to share knowledge, to introduce football, or football as maybe today doesn't exist anymore to some people. And I think that's what it's all about, you know, just trying to carry on the, you know, the legacy. Because over the last 10, 15 years, we have like switched to like more business mindset on football business. And by going more into football business, football has started to lose its soul. And that's why we are trying to share with people, to explain to them that, yeah, football is more than just money. Football is way more than that, you know.
And to be honest, we are between two ages, so we are good witnesses to witness about this changing, about this big curve that football is taking right now. And we are understanding the two parts of it. And yeah, of course, we have a kind of nostalgia of the football of the previous, 20 or 30, 40 years. But we still love the game and we still follow it. So yeah, we are building a bridge and we are on that bridge.
Well, again, that's well put, because that's what's missing. And you, I feel like you guys don't want the younger generation to miss out on that, because it had such an empowering moment for you growing up, that what it brought family together, it brought people together. It was fun. It was joyous. And it teaches you, as you said, Nilo, discipline. And so to actually see that value loss to a fanatic like you guys, that's why it kind of motivated you to say, we need to do something about this.
Because football gave us so much that we just want to give it back in some way.
Yeah. And I think I've heard you speak before, and we talked offline, and you talked about the players and how philanthropic that they are. Feeding, dropping off food and feeding people in their area, like that doesn't get much coverage as the politics of the game, correct?
Yeah, definitely. By the way, it's the first topic of first episode.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, which is a football player, are they more than just footballer? Are they superheroes? More than superheroes? And yeah, we've done our work. We have tried to show to the world that, yeah, today football matters, and football players matters as well, because they are sometimes help thousands of people more than politics, for example. When sometimes politics or government let down people, witnessed this year that football player, that because they are quite criticized because they earn a lot of money. They earn a lot of money, but they give a lot of money to people, and that we've tried to put a piece together to show and to pay them tribute.
Mm-hmm. Being able to highlight the good that they are doing. Because I love that title. They're superheroes
More
than superheroes. I like that.
As Nilo said, our first episode was about the superheroes. The question was, yes, is footballer, soccer player role model? And we say definitely yes, because the soccer players give back to people. They are really involved. Not all of them, but a lot that they're doing things for people. And Nilo gave an example of giving food. And it was also the case sometimes when in Africa, there's one player who actually stopped the war by making a call, by telling people on television, stop the war. And it works. So we saw that football was amazing. How can a soccer player stand up and tell people to stop war? It works. So yes, we love this idea, and we try to show people, to explain people that, yes, a lot of people have money, and sometimes they not give to people. They're like, okay, it's my money, and I don't have to, because they are not a public person. And so, yeah, they do nothing. But yes, soccer players sometimes do, athletes do. So we just try to show it up to people.
Yeah, and they are on the ground, right? Like you said, they're not just giving money and then they're turning a blind eye. They are actually present, right? They're doing the delivering. They are ground floor, and they're investing their time. right? That's your biggest asset. And if they can make the time, being so affluent, being so well known, they make the time to actually help humanity, then what does that say about the game, right? What it's able to give back to the world. That's what's so powerful about those, the stories that you're covering on your podcast, that it's there's nothing like it. So I want to shift a little bit, because you came to me 3 months ago with an idea, because you are such fanatics. You love the game, but you can spend hours debating and dialoguing and talking and doing research and reading up on it. But you came to me with an idea and said you wanted to start a podcast. And for those who are listening who don't know, I do offer a what we call a PCC, a podcast creation course, where you go from idea to launching within 7 weeks. And that's precisely what you guys have been able to do in the last few months. So tell us about what that journey was like for you. Because if you didn't have the course, would you have 7 weeks, 7+ weeks later, would you have a podcast? Would that be a reality for you?
Go on, Tuan. In good?
Okay, so it was definitely the key to, I will not say to our success, but to our, to the concretization of our podcast, because it's artwork, but it's pure quality, but it's artwork. So it's every day you have to do something. It can be 5 minutes or one hour and a half. And so without that, I know, I'm talking for myself, that it was not possible to create anything. Because it pushes you to go and every day to do something and to brainstorm and to think and to communicate with people and to work. And that's why we succeed, at least to that. That's why we concretize something. So yeah, it was definitely the key.
Well put. Yeah, yeah. The daily habits. Go ahead.
Yeah, for sure. As Antoine said, it was the for me, I believe as well, it was the key. And as I said before, because just like football, you brought us discipline, you brought us, guidance. And I think maybe sometimes even myself, even ourselves, we underestimated the work that we need to put to produce a proper podcast. So without going through this course, I think maybe we would have taken 6 months, or probably we would have just, give up, because you need that guidance. You need, as Antoine said, to work on it on every single day, even sometimes 10 minutes, sometimes half an hour, sometimes 1 hour, and sometimes few hours, as we've done. Mm-hmm. And without that guideline that you brought us, I think it would have been impossible. But yeah, it was a hard work, but it was pure quality delivering.
Excellent, excellent. So you got discipline up in there.
What I will say is that the way your course is built is very good and also very efficient, because you don't rush people. You say, okay, there's first thing first, we are going to do this and then do that. And it's like we add in something every day, after every classes to the puzzle, and yes, mm-hmm. for sure you give us discipline, consistency. I will say that's the word for me. And so yes, if without you, I think we launched the podcast in 2022 or no,
after COVID,
maybe never, like.
Something really important, Laurent, it's well structured and you don't rush people. Even if we had to do something every day, even if we didn't do it because it happened, okay, now we have to say it, you didn't say nothing. Or if you said something, it was like, okay, you remember it was in PCC number 9, and it's always communication first and sharing first and finding the right way to work. But there is a big structure and we have to follow it, and you need to follow it. I'm talking to the listeners. Yeah. If you want to concretize something, because without work, you go nowhere.
Well said. Without work, you go nowhere, because it's not for everyone. This course is not for everyone. And you guys are very humble, and you've given me credit for actually executing and completing the podcast. But you did all the work. You showed up every day. You know, I like to ask my guests, how do you get up, dress up, and show up? You guys showed up every day with homework, with assignments done. And you actually, it showed that you took the time to kind of dive in and pick the meat off the bone type of thing. You know, especially early on when we did a lot of mindset and finding out your avatar and actually go finding out where your avatar hangs out. Like, you did all the homework. It wasn't just, oh, I'm just going to make something up. You actually went and followed through. And so that's very key. This course is not for everyone. You got to be able to work. You got to be determined. You got to be passionate about something, because when you don't feel like it, that passion is going to actually see you through to make it through one more day, one more habit, one more assignment, one more deliverable, because they keep coming for for every day for the entire 7 weeks, right? And so I want to ask you briefly, how has that helped you with habits? Because you just built a habit. It was like 7 weeks. It takes 21 days to build a habit. You just built a habit of being consistent and working towards something on a daily basis, whether you know it or not. That just happened in your mind, in your brain, your design now, right? You just built these habits. So I want to ask you, how has that changed your lifestyle? Because I know, Nilo, having a 9-to-5, you've had to wake up 2 hours early so you can do some work before you go into your day job, or stay up later. Because I know our phone calls, because we do weekly phone calls as well for those listening, and those phone calls would go on from what, 11 p.m. your time to midnight, if not beyond. So that's straight up determination right there. And that's why I want to give the credit right back to you, because not everyone can do that, right? So tell me a little bit about how that process has changed your habits and your lifestyle.
Well, for me, as you said, sometimes I had to wake up earlier or, you know, sleep later. But let's talk about waking up earlier, because I already had that idea, you know, because I'm passionate about, I already told you, I'm passionate about like self-development and stuff like this. And I read some great books saying that, yeah, successful people wake up like before 5 a.m. and that's very healthy, etc., etc. I always had that idea, but because of football journey, or thanks to the football journey, I was like, it became mandatory sometimes for me to wake up earlier. So to wake up like at 6 a.m. or 5:30. And what it taught me that it's that, yeah, indeed, those books that I read were right, because I noticed that the days that I wake up earlier and I start my day like 3 hours before the normal one, I'm in a better mood, I'm in a better shape, I'm more productive, and nice. Crazy stuff. So that's the good habit that, mm-hmm. that brought me. And for example, another thing is that since we've learned to work on something, even 5-10 minutes on a daily basis, I do the same for other things. For example, learning Spanish, you know. I will spend like at least 10-15 minutes per day on my Spanish. And that's because of the PCC.
Nice. Yeah. And the habit coach, I can't help but intertwine and put some habit in there, right? Yeah. I can't help not doing that. That's awesome. That's good to hear.
Me, I will say that it gave me like discipline and new skills in the organization. I start to put myself to start an alarm to say, okay, on this day, I'm going to work 1 hour or 2 hours on the podcast. If now it's like every day I'm doing it without setting an alarm, because I know that I have to. It's like, mm-hmm. it's part of my life. Like since we started, it's like every day I did something for that. Every day, something. Even if it's little, mm-hmm. I did something for the podcast. So yes, that kind of habit that is changing. And when people are calling me to do stuff or whatever, I'm like, I'm busy. I'm working on my stuff. And yeah.
Yeah, well put. Thank you for sharing. Yeah, the habits, because then you feel accomplished. You can accomplish. It's transferable from one thing to different parts, to school, to the house, to whatever mm-hmm. else in your life.
And also he gave me like the skills, because I start to read about podcasts to try to improve stuff, like the way I talk, the way I just using a microphone. It's not easy. I saw that you have to put like 3 or 4 inches in the between the mouth and the mic and talk like this. So yes, really amazing.
That's cool. Yep, behind the scenes, we cover it all. Okay, so let's talk about the podcast. It's called The Football Journey, and it's available on podcasts everywhere, right? So tell us about where can we find and connect with you? Where can we find your podcast? What's your social media handle for those who are listening who are interested?
Well, you can find us on Instagram. If you want to take a look on our Instagram account, you just have to...
TFG Podcast.
Yeah, TFG Podcast. So T like tower, F like friends, G like journey.
J.
TFG, sorry for my French accent. TFG Podcast on Instagram. And for Twitter, Laurent.
TFG Podcast 1. For Facebook is the Facebook page is The Football Journey, and our podcast available on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Deezer, and now Google Podcast also.
Awesome.
And if you want to write us a love letter, it's contact @thefootballjourney.com. But how do you write journey?
Not journey, like J O U. N-E-Y is like J-R-N-Y, like shortcut for the food.
Okay, I will put that on the show notes with the correct spelling for our audience to find you guys. I'm really excited. Okay, it's been an honor. Yeah, no, I will put that there. I'll have the correct spelling and everything. It's been an honor having you on the show, fellas. It's been a great chat talking about the power of community and the love of football and how you're bridging a gap. You found a problem. You're solving it. You said to yourself, "Why not me? Why can't I do it? Why can't I be the solution?" And that's what you guys did. And I'm like honored to have been the opportunity to work with you. And I'm super glad you were able to come on the show today. So thank you.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
As I said, honor shared, and it's thanks to you. So it's even and also the power of Lunit.
You guys are amazing.
Yeah, definitely. TFG, The Football Journey Podcast, is powered by Leonid Lewis.
And the best.
You guys are amazing.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.